Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from the people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of 10 doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in the upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Five seconds.
Three, two, one.
Ow!
How many?
Crotch grab.
Okay, three, two. Okay, we'll go in three, two, one, now.
Somebody go!
Mel Andrews.
I am the host, aren't I? I'm sorry.
Yes, you are host.
Okay, this is going to be a funny-ass scene. I know it is. Okay, welcome to Furry Talk, everybody. Someone please go ahead and introduce themselves.
I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret.
We have Craig, our producer, here.
Who's next after that? I'm sorry.
Yours.
I'm your forgetful, everyday, average fairy, Melanie.
That's not here yet.
Not, okay, Sai isn't here yet. No. I am Trent the Friendly Dragon Lupin. We got Forward the canine.
He's the thing.
I thought he was the canine.
He's here, a dog.
He's a thing. He hasn't told us what he is yet.
He's a dog.
He's not the thing. The thing is an alien species. I'm going to shut up about that.
We got Forward and Sai. They're not present right now, but they're kind of here, but not here.
But I am Hans. I'm just kidding. I'm Hamza.
I'm Franz.
I'm a bunny. I'm Hans.
That was good.
Yeah, and today we're letting Mel take the reins, so hop to it. No, I'm
Our first topic we actually got is Zeph's anime North and Trips. Take it away.
Yay!
Get them, boys! I'm just kidding.
It's more laundry for you and your goons.
It's more laundry for you and your goons! Okay, anyway, if nobody has known about this, which probably nobody knows, I'm going to Canada for a week to visit, Trent and Dre.
Mostly me.
It's both of us. It doesn't matter who's, like, how much for who. You still have to visit us.
I'm gonna visit both of y'all, but... You know, Dre's gonna get more of me, but we're gonna be going to Anime North.
You if he wants.
Show me the blueberry. I'm just kidding.
No, stop that.
But anyway, I'm going to Anime North with them on May 28th. Was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
28th through the 31st. And hopefully if we stay in the really good hotel, it'd be wicked.
Double
yeah. Tree. Which will probably be sold out. I mean, we'll get there and be like, oh!
All the hotels in the area are sold out. We gotta sleep in sleeping bags, like, outside
and
con.
Sleep in a dumpster and we'll come by. Hey! Do your own tauntaun! I'm just kidding. But anyway, Star Wars reference. But anyway, what was it called? Basically, the topic's about trips and stuff, so that's one of the trips I'm going on. I'm going to be going there for a week, and then hopefully, like, I don't get too obsessive and compulsive and do all the chores in the house. I'll probably do it because I feel bad because I'm staying at Trent's place for free, and I'm like, you know, I can at least do something.
See, I just found that it's like, oh, yeah.
If you start cleaning here, she'll never let you leave.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, he totally needs to stay here, do the chores, the cleaning and that around the house, and then he gets to sleep on the floor. woohoo! We're the best hosts around.
Well, I'm Asian. I can sleep on the floor and be okay with it.
I'm not letting you sleep on the floor.
I know.
What am I going to sleep on? Top of you?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, Trans will come in. It's like, hey, time to get up, guys. Okay. And she leaves.
I didn't want him sleeping on the floor.
And it's like, and then you get up and then
well, there's
you
have a futon right here.
But anyway,
futon.
Anyway.
But anyways. Don't make me speak German. I'm just kidding, but.
We haven't asked the questions yet.
This is not the KGB, but anyway, what's it called? Well, anyway, yeah, Anime North is a big anime convention. Like, the biggest one I've been to was Anime Week in Atlanta, and that only had, like, I'd say about 12,000 people. And last year, Anime North actually had 14,000 plus people.
Holy crap.
And I'm like, dang! But anyway, if we go, we're gonna be having Uber money, hopefully.
Yeah.
And if anyone tries to steal from us, because I said we have Uber money, don't even try it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my bet's for the armory people. Unless you want to lose a limb, bad idea.
I mean,
can we make a reservation at the hotel and not pay for it yet?
If you guys make a reservation, you know, like, you guys can secure a spot, but you have to pay for it, I think, a deposit. But you got to set a date that you want it there. And, like, you know, as we agreed, we're going to pay parts.
Yeah.
If I can.
But if you don't buy a Ragnarok game, but anyway.
It's $30!
You need to save your money, though.
I know. I'm probably going to wait on it anyway.
But
especially considering you need to buy your...
Since there's only, like, two left, though, and...
But anyway, let's get back on topic. I want to finish this up.
Yeah,
well, anyways, I'm going on a trip to Toronto and going on a trip to Anime North and stuff. But any trips that you guys have been on recently or any experiences that you guys have had?
Nope. None.
Nothing to that extent to a different country.
I have. I lived in America, remember? I got experience.
I went to
you don't! I'm just kidding.
I wasn't around as much, and even then it was in my dad's hotel, not my dad's hotel room. So.
If you come across the border to where I live in Georgia, you'd be like, as soon as you hit the Hinesville border, you'd probably be all depressed.
Why?
The sky's always gray here.
I don't know why, but some reason Arkansas. Like, skies are like that.
Arkansas's not a fun place either.
Yeah, Hinesville, Georgia's not a fun place. All you got are people driving big rim cars and thinking it's cool.
Yeah, I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, not Hicksville.
You come USA. to Hinesville, you'll be in Ghettoville, USA. The only town with more chicken places than regular stores.
I talked to Sav. Apparently, New Jersey is like the most boring thing to do. All there's is restaurants and diners.
Well, that's kind of lucky. You come to Hinesville, all we got is a Walmart. That's it.
They have a Walmart, but, like, there's the Walmart.
It sounds like Chandler, Oklahoma. Holy crap. It wasn't even a super Walmart. It was just a Walmart.
But anyway, yeah. I'm done with my topic. My topic was really more about just updates on what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, yes,
and if you guys do go, if anyone does go to Anime North, look out for us. We'll be the group of people being carried away by police because we're acting too stupid.
Yeah, maybe if we had an idea of what we'd cosplay as, we could tell you guys, but unfortunately
haven't decided
pretty
yet.
Pretty much you'll see me, like, I already know what I'm cosplaying. I'm going to be Aizen and Hiseo, X-Form. And if Dre doesn't do it, probably Alex Mercer. The problem would be getting my cosplay guns for X-Form, Hiseo, and through the airport security.
You're made of wood. How are you going to say you're not
actually? I mean, they're going to look so realistic. They're going to be like real guns.
Yeah, but
who's going to believe those are real guns, though?
We also have metal scanners.
That's like me running into the airport with the gun blade that I made going, can I get these scanned? It's like, and everyone's like reaching for their gun.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going as, though. I still have to find out what I'm...
I mean, we have a lot of stuff you can cosplay, but, anyway.
Are we ready for the next topic?
Next topic. Ready.
Okay, our next topic, the second topic, is actually Flag's rant about movies. Now, I have it right here, right in front of my face, which I'm going to go ahead and read, and he's written it the way how I kind of instructed him to, because I wanted to make it a little fun. So
oh, no, I got deleted!
If any of our viewers doesn't like it, please be more than happy to let us know. All right, now, so this is how
Suck it up.
Yeah.
My mom likes this. Sorry.
Okay, okay. Well, if you have been paying attention to movies at any point in the past 5 years, you will see Hollywood has a new fixation on making sequels and remakes. Well, while I'm not that thrilled with it, he should have said, but it was a typo, I have decided to let it go because I don't have to watch them. That is until now. So today, I heard of a new Predator movie, and it filled me over the top with rage. So Hollywood, it is bad enough that you are making these, but let me tell you, there becomes a point where you do go so over the top that making a crab on the president's shoe would be less of an offense. So they have casted Topher Grace, if I'm pronouncing his name right, to play in this new Predator movie. Yeah, the scrawny little fuck who can't even throw a rock in a movie with the fucking Predators. Hollywood, I want an explanation on this one. This is so wrong on many levels. Hell, saying 2 plus 2 is 29 is probably more correct than your incorrect choice of casting. It's bad enough that you don't have the goddamn governor here, but Jesus, at least cast people who can fucking fight here. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of this shit. What have we got out of remakes or sequels of old movies that didn't deserve it? Well, as for starters, we got the fabulous Jar Jar Binks, and name me on one nerd who wouldn't pay money to rip his face off and take a shit down his throat. Also, with new movies like Indiana Jones, they added CG because it looks cool. But they don't give a fuck about authenticity. They only do care about money, and instead of, oh, I don't know, innovating, those cheap bastards are pushing these average to shitty sequels out the top to the global fans into watching this shit. Well, I leave it to you guys. What are your thoughts on this matter? And that's it.
Oh, it's up for discussion now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's like pretty much casting Shia LaBeouf as the hero on Transformers and stuff, you know, like get wimpier kids, you know, like that movie, The Diary of the Wimpy Kid. I think that Shia LaBeouf should have been there as a kid. But anyway, one thing I don't like about Hollywood right now is that, you know, they just run out of ideas. So they just compile a whole bunch of movies that have been successful and try to make one movie based on, like, all those just compiled into one mod, like, hodgepodge.
Yeah, like the Tron sequel, for example. I'm never watching that.
Forward just, like, said that he's going to hop in, so...
He's finally gonna jump in.
Yeah. But like,
anyway, yeah. Go on, Trent.
The Tron sequel, for example. I saw the trailer for the Tron sequel, and I was like, I saw the first Tron movie, and I loved it. And then I see this remake, and I was mortified, and it was over the stupidest thing. It was over the design to the light cycle. And they changed it so much, and just seeing the design to the light cycle completely different from what it used to be, I said, if they change something this minor and minute that nobody would even care about, if they change something as stupid and ridiculous as this, what other changes did they make to everything else that would be, like, huge, fundamentally different? So I said, I don't even want to watch it to fear what they did to it.
Is this supposed to be, like, Tron 2.0?
That was a video game, which I never played because it...
Well,
yes.
What they changed in the movie is now the main character of Tron. Just kidding.
Forward, you're late.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I need to go shopping.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, sorry for you having a line.
I was like, sorry, I had to go shopping.
I got shoes.
And now $40 to the square jar.
But, yeah, another thing with the remakes as well, look at the new Freddy Krueger movie. They asked the guy, the original Freddy Krueger from all the other movies, because I think it was the same actor for all of them.
Yeah, it is.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, they asked him to be Freddy Krueger for the new movie. You know what he said?
No.
It was good the first way you did it. It was done well the first time. Why do you want to remake it? And he told them, no, I'm not doing it. Because, like...
Do you know why? You know why he said no, right?
Why?
He's like, you guys are going to make me do this all over again? I don't think so.
Come on, man. Come on, that's a little much. I died and then came back. Come on.
I'm tired of dying.
Say that again?
It's like, I'm tired of dying. You know how much stress that puts on your body to die in a movie?
Especially when you get bonked off the head with a freaking mallet. That was a good movie.
Freddy Krueger will respawn in 3,
1. Hey guys, I'm back.
One of the Freddy Krueger movies. He got tossed into a basement and when he was running up the stairs, he went to go open up the door and it was like a mallet contraption or something. He went to open up the door and the mallet came down and smacked him on the head and he fell down the stairs. Like, ooh. This kind of ties into the topic with movie sequels and stuff. Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Who did the kid from Home Alone turn into again?
Macaulay Culkin?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, he turned into Jigsaw.
For real?
Think about it. He made these elaborate traps all through these houses. He had to have grown up to be Jigsaw.
I can imagine him now.
Kevin McAllister is Jigsaw.
You know those, like, thieves that came into his house to rob, like, basically rob him on Home Alone? Like, you see them in their, like, 80s, and he's like, hello, let's play a game. You guys picked on me when I was a kid. That was my first pick on you. And they're like, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da.
If you go through this house, you'll get our property.
It's like, to get out of the trap, you must construct an elaborate trap stronger than my trap to beat my trap. What the crap? What's your problem?
The marble trap. Was it marble or was it toy cars?
There was marble and toy cars.
Oh, yeah.
He put marbles underneath the rug, and he put toy cars somewhere else, I think.
I can see him as he gets like a teenager. He like makes things with nail guns and crap.
Yeah, like, what's his name? The guy that had, like, the afro. He got a staple gun in the face.
I mean, I would like to see him when he grows up. I mean, like,
favorite.
He has, like, toys and stuff right now, but when he grows up to be, like, a teenager, he has, like, guns and crap he makes out of the...
Exactly. Like, he is Jigsaw, and that just proves that Home Alone and the Jigsaw series are linked together. See? Sequels, and you don't even know it!
And then when he dies, he becomes Freddy Krueger. I got this sweater when I was a kid. I got it for Christmas.
When my parents went to New York without me.
It's like
something like that.
My friend Jason Voorhees never made it back from his Christmas trip. I wonder what happened to him. It's like, we're always in competition. It's like, one day, we're probably going to end up killing each other. Wouldn't that be funny? 10 years later, Freddy vs. Jason's released. Well, anyway.
Yeah. On to the next topic, I guess.
On to number 3.
Yeah.
Third topic, weekly. As an artist, when should you start taking commissions, request trades, and more, specifically with commissions? That are some ideas to start.
Never! I'm just kidding.
When you want to. When you want money, when you have the time.
When you're in desperate financial needs.
Oh my god.
My personal opinion is requests anytime you feel you're good enough to do them. Trades, yeah. Same thing as requests. Commissions, I guess when people actually start offering you money.
Actually, trades aren't the same as requests because trades, the other person draws something for you too.
Yeah.
Requests are basically you just draw it for free, which is all I do. You know, I don't care. If someone, like, draws something for me, I'd be like, oh, thanks. But, you know, like, that's, like, very rare.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I think...
You guys shouldn't be like me. I take about 10 requests, and I even do one of them.
See?
At that time, I had enough time, so I just do rough draft of everything. And then in the middle of it, I'd be like, I'm tired, and just stop and never draw them ever again. I'm still drawing it, but, yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Me, though, I had, because of college, I had, like, 10 requests. I got 10 requests, and then college came around, and because I had to spend 4 hours on a bus every day, 2 hours to college, 2 hours back. I did not have the time to do requests to work on, because I need pictures in front to do them. It took me 2 years to finish my request list.
You guys are mean. Would you like this request? Sure, Crunch. That picture.
Like, right now, I have a request list going. It's I've learned keep it small, so I have it at 2-3 at most, and the third one was only because it was special.
I mean, usually when I do requests, I finish within, like, 2 to 3 days at most. You know, like, I finish as quick as possible with the best quality as possible. But, you know, it's like, I would probably never ask for a request from anybody because I know I'd probably get a no! You know? Like a Kuwabara / Yajirobe, no.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical at first as well, but you just gotta find the right people, I guess.
I mean, you asked for a request before and you got it, Dre.
I've actually got a couple going.
Yeah. That'd be funny 10 years later. Where's my rap request?
It's a request. You guys shouldn't be talking about it.
I know.
Yeah, I know. I don't really care when it gets done. I'm just waiting for it. And when it comes, it comes.
And then they're going to view the podcast and they're going to be like, no, you're never getting it!
Damn it, I'm wondering how to do this. Oh my god. This relationship is over!
Don't be using that in the podcast. It's our thing.
Share it with the world.
I hate everything that ever existed. Goomba, F you.
Goomba, F you.
I'm just kidding. Well, you know, I might start doing commissions someday when I get good enough to learn how to do some of the techniques that some people don't want to share with anybody.
See, like, mm-hmm. If you do, you gotta share it with me, Zypher.
Well, I'll share it with anybody once I figure out those techniques. Because Gareth, he actually told me how to do the colored lines. And I bought that book, How to Draw Furries, actually. And I got that, and I read it, and it shows you how to do some of the stuff, and I was like, it's pretty neat. And then some of the really cool stuff is like, you know how people, when they draw some furry pictures, they have like the muzzles really defined?
Yeah.
Actually, the more popular cutesy art is just drawing a human anime face and just putting a nose on it.
Yeah.
Like an animal. And... because if you look at half of those really good pictures, it's like their eyes are anime-ish eyes,
mm-hmm.
and an anime-ish mouth, and then just have an animal nose and animal ears on it. Like, and basically you got yourself a cutesy furry drawing.
Yeah, like, what is it? Cute sauce. Not cute sauce. Fuck, I'm getting confused now. What's your name from Club Stripes? I can't remember her name right now. Mewpix?
I think so.
Yeah, her. Like her, that's what her style is like. Reminds me of, anyways.
Surprising how...
That's
all
silence. I love it.
Dead Silent was a good game, movie.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah. Oh my god, I forgot what I was saying now.
It's about stuff.
Trent, you guys stop smoking.
I haven't smoked in a while, though. Last time I smoked was at the, what is it, Pernal.
I really was kidding about that, but okay. Trenton!
Wait, what are you talking about?
Bad for you! Smoking anything's bad for you!
Hey, it was my... Ask Dre, he knows how bad that craving was.
What craving?
For the cigarette at Pernal. Okay, memory failed for him. Anyways, time for the next topic, I think, maybe? I don't know.
The next topic actually is just the slap word of the week, and the slap word is stop. Amazing.
Stop!
And I thank Shy for that, because he did come up with this word, and I think it's just incredible.
Yes.
I'm back, okay. Yes,
it's
so evil.
Yes.
He's here.
That's perfect.
Shy's here right on his topic.
Hey, Sai!
Hey.
What are your topics, Sai?
I have a topic.
Oh my god! I'm about to be that weird.
My mind's a complete blank.
Oh my god! Wait,
what are we doing? Okay.
Wait, I'm the slap word, you silly.
Okay.
It's magic, you know.
I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see. Yes. Slap word is stop. Yes, that is the slap word. Aha. Okay. My shenanigans are done. Move on.
Stop in the name of love.
And forward has to say something, so let him.
All right. So what I have to say is my girlfriend's right here, and the thing is, she slaps me a lot. And then I tell her the slapper of the week. So if I do that now, she'll slap me even more.
Oh, man.
Thank you all so much. She's laughing evenly, just glaring at me. Oh, my goodness.
And just as I got here, I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Like, ow. Slap word of the week, and she'll be like, you said it! Slap.
Alright.
Bye, guys.
See you,
Sai. I'm being called away.
It's okay, Sai. It's alright.
Glad I could pop in for about 5 seconds.
That was good! Yeah.
And you used your special move that only Charmanders can use, the O-beam.
Just kidding. Yes.
I'm like, right. And when he uses it, he does hear,
I really gotta go. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Good old Sai. And when he fires it, all you hear is like, it's like a harmonic echo as it fires off.
Shall we move on to the next one?
No, we shall stay here forever.
All right, the fourth topic is Trent with odd news. Take it away.
Yay, the odd news. First on the odd news from around the world is Russian hackers jam traffic with porn video.
What?
you heard me right. This apparently happened in Russia, for obvious reasons. Drivers in Russia capital, Moscow, were given an unexpected show courtesy of a 30-by-20-foot electronic highway billboard when explicit pornographic video was played for nearly 20 minutes in place of the paid advertisement clips that are usually shown. The incident happened near the entrance into... Okay, I'm really horrible with names, so if there is anybody who does know Russian, I'm horribly sorry for butchering these names.
Post it and I'll say them.
Okay, thank you. I shall do that, because...
That was actually an advertisement. Second languages. That was actually an advertisement for McDonald's. You just didn't know.
Seriously?
Zerkovsky Tunnel on Sadve Ring Road, about 2 kilometers south of the Kremlin.
Okay, there we go. And as a quote, within 3 minutes we found it out, and within 15 minutes the screen was shut off. The deputy head of the Moscow City Advertising Committee, Alexander Menchuk?
Meningitis?
I don't know. Said in a statement to Interfax, a passerby told the Associated Press that she was so shocked that I couldn't even shoot video or take picture of it. The display...
No, she was just so enthralled by it that she just wanted to watch it.
Yeah, most likely.
Why does my husband do that to me anymore?
The display screen owner, the 3-star advertising agency of Pano.ru, said that computer hackers attempting to execute a practical joke were likely to blame. Viktor Laptev, commercial director from firm, said they were either acting out of hooliganism or were from a rival company. Although a city official has been quoted as telling the local media that Moscow would increase security of data transmissions in light of what happened, local police say that they have yet to receive a single complaint about the incident. Jeez, I wonder why.
Local police have taken the video and have put it in their evidence locker for further review.
And thereby have not opened any investigations. Nudity on television is officially banned in Russia. Wow.
That's wow!
Do you know what's funny?
What?
You know what's funny about that? It's like, I think that that little thing wasn't hackers or anything, because, like, they could have done worse, and I think that most likely that was just a Burger King ad. They just thought of it as porn. They were like, I want a burger so bad. Oh, yeah, that's an awesome advertisement. But she got so shocked because she wanted a burger so bad, and there it was!
So, and now I have
now I want another a burger.
100% real meat, huh?
Now I want a burger.
So, I have a, another one. This is a report as well. NYC couple. NYC couple. Cops have wrong address. Again.
Again.
Say police have mistakenly raided their home 50 times looking for crooks.
Why am I brand new Nintendo Wii freeze?
In New York, an elderly Brooklyn couple say they, they're tired of hearing the phrase, police, open up! Oh god, this is getting good already. Walter Martin, an 83-year-old World War II veteran, awesome, and his wife, Rose, 82, love that name, Rose, tell the New York Daily News, the New York Daily News, police have been looking for criminals at their house for about 50 times in the past 8 years. It's not clear why. The Daily News reported the computer search showed 15 other people living at the Marine Park address. The Martins don't know any of them. Police arrive from all over, from Staten Island precincts to the Bronx, and bang on the door in the Martins' two-story home searching for a different suspect. From alleged murderers to robbers to rogue cops, nearly every time, according to the Daily News. I'm really worried, Rose Martin told the paper. How could so many people get my address, and how could cops be coming from so many different precincts? Police puzzled. The couple said one of the most bizarre mix-up came on October 10, 2006, when police and FBI agents rolled up, hunting for then-cop Angel Negron, who was later charged with raping his 14-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh! Oh, what?
Humanity, yeah, you... I got no comment. He pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor and was fired. That is one I can't get over, Walter Martin said, unable to understand how the NYPD could not know how to quickly find one of its own. Even the police don't understand why the couple's home continues to be a target. Our identity theft squad is investigating the matter. Inspector Ed Mullen, a NYPD spokesman, I'm sorry, I just remember a funny joke, told the Daily News.
From 4 years ago.
NYPD's identity theft squad is investigating. Earlier this week, officers pounded on both their back and front doors. Walter Martin says they're respectful, but it still seems like his blood pressure soars. But it still makes his blood pressure soar.
You know, I know why that their house keeps getting targeted like that.
Why?
Secretly, if you go in their house and then open up the cabinet, you know, like those big dresser drawer things that you see like on Chronicles of Narnia, you like open that thing up and you see a bunch of masks that look like the criminals. It's secretly when the cops leave, like, okay, goodbye. They didn't suspect a thing.
Good work, honey.
Good work, honey. They haven't suspected a thing for 4 years. Now let's get it on with these drugs that we stole.
The reason why I started laughing was, for some reason, the name Mullen just made me start laughing because it reminded me of the name Mr. Rogers. And there's a scene in Supernatural where it goes, my neighbor, Mr. Rogers. And then Dean's like, whoa, you got a neighbor named Mr. Rogers? He goes, yeah, because it's supposed to be a joke.
Well, you know, Mr. Rogers, you know why his show isn't on anymore, right?
I thought, like, something happened to him.
No. The reason that he, like, his show quit was because he's the new star on the new Freddy Krueger movie.
It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. A beautiful day in my neighborhood. Won't you be mine?
I mean, he has a sweater and everything.
That reminds me of Mr. Dress Up. Oh, the good old days of Mr. Dress Up.
Don't you guys agree? It's like,
it's not beautiful day in my neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Oh,
no, if
puts on the sweater and the boulder derby hat.
Mr. Rogers. I've never watched Mr. Rogers.
Well, basically, he takes his sweater off and puts it in the closet. Or does he put it on? I can't remember.
He puts it on?
Okay. I just want to see him with, like, a black and red striped sweater.
I thought it was green and red.
Green and red or black and red?
It's green and red.
Well, I said I wish that he would put on a red and black striped sweater.
And then he puts on razor blade gloves.
He puts on the razor blade gloves. Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to show you that.
Red and blue? Are you sure, Forward?
Starring in the movie of Edward Scissorhands. Yeah.
His son is Edward Scissorhands, and then his name is Freddy Krueger.
Oh, man.
The seed of Freddy Krueger, Edward Scissorhands.
Macaulay Culkin has Jigsaw.
Starring who else? Johnny Depp.
Shit.
I'm not a pirate.
I'm not David Bowie.
Hey, Andre.
Hmm?
I'm not Edward Scissorhands. I'm not the Mad Hatter. I'm not a pirate. I'm not a lot of things. I'm not Sweeney Todd.
I'm not the Viscerator.
I'm Johnny Depp.
Makes me start thinking about the Violator speech.
Yeah, we're getting off track.
Yeah, we're getting severely off track here. What's the topic even supposed to be?
It was odd news.
Well, it did get kind of odd there.
Yeah, we're doing news odd. Okay.
We're just missing something. I don't know what we're missing, but we're missing something. Oh, yeah.
That was the track.
Kind of like a scratch.
Missing Cypher's sexual innuendo.
Yeah, that's all I got on odd news for right now.
Yeah, we derailed so bad.
All right.
We derailed and took out three cities.
Moving on, I guess.
Okay, our sixth topic. Whoa, we missed our fifth topic. I wonder where that went. No, I'm just kidding. Well, our sixth topic, well, if anyone actually has one. If not, I kind of got a little bit of something to say. Anyone got a topic? Anyone?
I love pie. Anyway, I love cake. Cake or pie.
Not what I meant. Okay.
I have something I want to say.
What?
I love Dre.
Aw, cute.
Was this about crack pipe?
I want some crawls.
I heard crack pipe in there somewhere.
Where did you hear crack pipe from?
I don't know.
I didn't hear it.
What did Forward say? It sounded like something about crack pipe.
It sounded like he said, I want some crumbs.
No, I was talking about, you want Dre's cream pie.
Oh, it did sound like crack pipe.
Oh, yeah. That's a delicious pie there.
Oh, my God.
It fills you up when you eat it.
In the face.
Yeah. That's the only way to eat cream pies is all in the face.
It's the only way you can eat anyway.
What about cheesecake?
Trent, did you not get any of this?
Trent is like Uber version.
He did not get the cream pie joke, apparently.
No. Well, what about cheesecake?
Well, kids who are really young that don't understand the joke, don't look it up. Don't scar your minds even more than they've already been scarred.
Exactly. Why they're looking at our podcast in the first place that no one will ever know.
And if you see Trent, Dre, go check up on Trent. He's probably Googling it right now. I'm just kidding.
I'm playing with a little baby dragon toy.
He probably is.
No, I'm playing with a baby dragon toy. You want to hear me? Type here.
Do it. You're playing with your baby dragon toy. Doing what? Oh, I'm just kidding.
When people say smashing the keyboard, that's what they mean.
Well, Trent, you're playing with your baby dragon toy. Doing what?
Not right!
Trent is so Shotokan.
Had a topic, so maybe we should let her do it.
A Shotokan.
Opposite of Lolicon.
Oh, okay. What's the opposite of Lolcon?
We'll explain to you after the podcast.
Lolcon is a generalization.
No, lolly is for girls. Shoot is for boys.
Oh, okay. I thought it was...
Under the preteen age.
I thought it was for, like... I thought Lolcon was just a terminology for the, like, the equivalent of the cartoon anime version of children.
Oh.
It wasn't specific for...
How wrong you are. I want to see you walk into an anime shop and ask for Lolcon.
What? What?
You'll get some weird looks.
Or Shota.
He's like, I'm looking for something called Shotokan. Everyone's like, they're all looking at him.
Okay, well, this kind of fills up our topic number 5 slot.
I think well, you hear, like, actually music. Had a topic. Maybe we should let her do it.
Yeah, let's let her do it.
Well, gee, thanks, guys.
Sorry, we derailed again. This train can't stay on track.
Yeah, no. Okay. I just had to do that randomly.
Well, we had the Hulk to pick our train back up.
Okay, for my little itty bitty
What was that for?
I'm gonna pinch you!
Throw at me!
My baby dragon.
Trent can have babies?
Oh, that's not right. Come on, guys. It's not random time yet. Come on.
Okay. All right. Let's let Mel do it.
All right. So my kind of itty-bitty topic is that my stepdad's actually found... Well, actually, he's known someone who actually does animation studioing, who's been doing it for... They're kind of like Homestar Runner makers, except for they, yes, do it also for a living. He's wanting me to meet these guys. He's known these guys for a year and a half. And because of the job that they have, they're kind of... He spoke to them... He's spoken to them, to me about it, and... I lost it. He talked to them about me, and now they're eager to meet me, and now they want to see all my drawings and crap. And these are people that actually do know Walt Disney people. And I'm not too ecstatic about it, and I don't know why.
I would love to be in your position.
You want to be in my position?
I'm just thinking that maybe you're just a little apprehensive about meeting them. Cause you know, like these are like big time animators. I would get really nervous about meeting them too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just kind of weird because these guys, I can't see them yet until they actually get their animated studio moved into their new place. So they don't want me to go there either until they actually get all the way moved. And that kind of like, okay, why do they want me to do something or something?
They don't want you to go in there yet because they're remodeling it from a hentai place.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They sell tentacles there. Just kidding.
They sell tentacles.
They sell tentacles and rape.
Oh no!
That's funny how Mel said it. Oh no! I can imagine somebody walking into the store. It's like, what do you guys sell here? It looks really cool. Tentacles, okay. And
rape.
Oh no!
Oh no!
It's like you get all excited about the tentacle things. It's like, oh, so you guys sell tentacles here? Yeah. What else do you guys sell? Rape. Oh no! Oh, no! That's naughty.
Jack Jensen. Hi, Jensen.
Why do I sound like Mickey Mouse?
I'm just kidding. It's for now, kids.
Or Strong Zed, one of the two.
Strong Zed.
Oh, no, not Strong Zed.
I don't think that you really want to go here. You know we don't got an air vent. You know we don't got a ceiling. I don't like food anymore.
What?
I don't like food anymore. Yeah.
I don't like tentacles anymore. I have tentacles, and I do tentacly things to people.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
That's why there's not really many octopus furries out there.
No.
Because it'd be an overused joke with that. Are you making the joking of me?
Okay. Should we move on to the artist spotlight now or what?
Yes. Wow. I don't know who that is.
Yes, we do. His name is Forward. We're actually doing the artist spotlight for him. Why? Because we love him. Go ahead.
I feel loved.
Yes, you're sure. Loved.
Don't make us prove it.
Yes, we will prove it.
I'm just curious what you mean by that, Trent, even though I know you're Uber version of this, too. That sounds so wrong anyways.
The original intent of having Forward as the artist spotlight was to make him feel bad that he didn't show. I'm just kidding. You deserve it.
Well, it would have worked, Sniper. It would have worked.
It's like, oh, man, I missed my chance to gloat.
I would like to accept this award in the name of...
I would like to thank me.
And me. Oh, yeah, did I forget to mention me? How about me?
My glorious invention.
This all couldn't have happened if it weren't for... You point to the crowd. Me.
So how do you
thank
feel?
Thank you for the award. I hate all of you.
I love you all so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You want the hug?
I'll prove it in a different way.
It'd be what? Really, really funny.
There's a different way to make hugs.
Yeah, there's the hugs from behind.
You know, it's called
surprise butt sex.
Yes, knowledge about my arms around you, say, surprise.
Tentacles.
Yes, not something like tentacles out of nowhere.
It's like, surprise. What's the surprise? I went to the tentacle store today. Oh, you did? What else did they sell? I bought some extra tape.
Like,
I'm
what's the
sending
surprise?
It to you.
I bought tentacles at Walt Disney yesterday.
Oh,
oh God. Do you know what would be funny?
Guess what came with it? In package.
In package.
Really funny. If Forward actually got an award for, like we give him a little golden award, and is like, he acts like, instead of like being like, oh, thank you, he starts crying, there's when he starts rubbing his face on it, it was mine.
You're mine. I'll be like, ah, it's my precious.
My precious.
And then he starts biting it and eating it.
What is that? Out of curiosity.
Wow, I'm a freak.
We're all freaks.
After I'm done eating, I'll be like, hey, I just noticed I'm a freak.
Everything
I don't know about
y'all,
but
here.
I'm perfectly normal.
Just as long as it has a... Oh, God. I already screwed it up.
Hey, Trent?
Yeah?
I don't know about y'all, but I'm perfectly normal. Starts twitching. I don't have spasm attack, tack, tacks.
Tack, tack, tacks.
Tick, tacks.
Tick, tack.
Hey.
Sigh.
Back again. Sorry.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Well, at least we know that Sai doesn't suffer from spasm attack, tack.
All right, okay. I think we should actually go on Trench Review now.
Okay. This is a goofy podcast this week.
I love it!
What?
Nelson hosts more often.
Okay, so, today's review is not going to be a movie, so if you were, too bad for you. Instead, I'm doing an anime review. Initially, I was actually debating on what I was going to do my review on, and then I thought, why not do a review on the anime series that has been plaguing me for so long? And that is the...
Plague.
Drum roll.
Yeah,
Plague.
Really,
the anime.
Name. It is Kurachi no Naku Koro Ni. Yes, it is. It's a big name, and there's actually 3 seasons to it. There's the Koroni, then there's Kai, and then there's Rei at it. And,
Garashi.
Yeah, I thought the English translation was like when the evening Sisida cries or something. Anyways, it's something like that. It's like something about it. They actually said, welcome back, Sai. Okay.
<You're> late.
No, well, he just said it. Anyways! Sorry.
You see the DVD, you cry.
Yeah, in the they, in several episodes, they mention when the cicada cries. Anyways, it's something relating to a cicada or something like that.
Cicada.
Cicada. I call it cicada. Anyways.
And you're pronouncing it wrong.
Thank you very much.
Grammar police.
Nope.
God, jeez.
Grammar Nazi.
So anyways, on it. The first episode, for anybody who hasn't, within the first 30 seconds, the episode that, within the first 30 seconds of the first episode of season
ends.
Pretty much sums up the whole series, and that's when you come into a video of a guy beating two girls, their head in with a baseball bat. And that pretty much sums up the whole series, because it is a royal mind trip, and it first shows you this, and you think, WTF is this, and the whole series is a murder mystery with, it's not just murder mystery, it's like Death Note. It has a twist of fantasy in with it as well. The series is, as far as I know, I'm like just about ready to start season two, so even now I'm only just figuring out what the actual storyline to it is, but in it is, there's different worlds where different actions take place, and different things obviously happen. And a lot of the worlds, one thing or another, something seriously bad happens, resulting in a lot of people dying. In the end, though, the whole storyline is the whole village is wiped out, and people are trying to figure out why. And, okay.
What are we laughing about?
Okay.
Poor, somebody said fingering.
That's what it sounded like. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I have a bad accent. Me bad speak English.
Yeah, so wait, Trenton. For the Higurashi anime,
yeah?
When it gets to the third season, you will say, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've already said what the fuck several times, and Dre was there
with you. Because... I mean, in the third episode, like, there's going to be I know I'm not going to go, like, super spoiler. Let's just say... It ruins everything.
Aw, man.
See, yeah.
I had my friend...
Yeah, you have something to look forward to.
I had one of my friends... Yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to. One of my friends asked me, do you know who the main bad guy is? And in every world...
Tom Take.
It what?
Tom Take.
I don't know.
Cameraman.
Tom Turkey?
He's a guy who always dies.
I know.
Kenny?
He's the first one who ever dies.
Pretty much. He's always the first guy who dies. And
Kenny.
Pretty much. And...
Yep.
Yeah. My friend goes, yeah, do you know who's the bad guy? I'm like, well, these guys always seem to be bad people trying to kill people. And my friend's like, yeah, no, that's not the bad people. That... It really makes you wonder the whole thing. The whole series is a royal mind trip, and if you're like me, who likes using your mind for, like, trying to figure out mysteries... about every six episodes is a different world, whereas, like, it's always the same timeline, but one thing or another happened, and we just lost that. One thing or another always happens, and that changes the future of what could happen. And the whole thing, it really makes you use your mind, and through the different worlds, you're actually able to put pieces together to the storyline, but it's always a little bit jagged, because you always got to remember they have different actions.
What happened if somebody was stupid enough that they keep doing the same actions over and over again?
Well, the thing is, though, they're not aware of the other worlds, so everything, every episode that they show, every world that they show is a different one, one way or another. But, for example...
Behind you.
Yeah, two parts, though, they show one world... And then they show the same world, but from a different perspective on somebody else, so it actually explains more to it for you.
And so it shows the other person's
side of
getting beaten ahead.
Yeah, and it also helps you gather more information on the whole storyline to it. It's really good. First season so far is really good. Really made me say, like, what the fuck is going on? And if you're someone like me who does enjoy, like, bloody animes and really makes you use your mind and really confuses the fuck out of you, I suggest you guys watch it. And if you can, buying it too, maybe. Since I'm in Canada, I'm allowed to download stuff, so I've already got the first and second season downloaded.
Well, hey, Trent?
Yeah?
If you really want an anime that'll confuse the hell out of you, get Bobobo.
I've been hearing you guys laugh a lot about that, and I want to get that.
Get Bobo Bowl.
You don't know why we're laughing about it, Trenton. You just don't know why we're laughing about it.
Get either Bobo Bowl or JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
JoJo
makes sense, but it's just goofy.
What was it? The people who made Higurashi also made another one called Umineko.
Oh, oh.
Umineko, and apparently that is another good series as well. Who's like
Umineko means seagull.
It is. It does mean seagull.
Yeah, it's seagulls.
Okay. So yeah, I suggest you guys watching that as well. I haven't watched it yet because I've been working on Higurashi first.
It's just a documentary on seagulls.
I know that there's something about, like, there's this one really morbid scene where somebody is, like, forced to...
Shooting a seagull.
Somebody is, like, forced to eat body parts of some person.
They're forced to eat a seagull.
No, it's like, you'd have to watch it. Higurashi, though, was definitely something good. Umineko, I will later on give a review on it when I do indeed watch it.
I have a review on it right now because I watched the whole season.
You watched the whole season of Umineko?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
So morbid.
Well, I actually played the original game of it, which is a light novel game.
Oh, they got a game too?
Yeah, even in Higurashi used to be a game.
Oh my god, I gotta look for that now.
Started out.
I gotta look for it now.
And it has a lot more detail into the game than the anime. So, and also the anime, it's just really fast paced and what didn't make sense half the time, so.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Forward, wouldn't you agree with me? If Trent wants a really bloody anime, he should read Gantz.
Gantz, yeah, I want to read that too. I want to read that. I want to look into that.
Definitely.
Oh, while we're on the topic of animes, you know what? I found out that makes me feel like a complete stupid idiot. Remember a couple podcast episodes ago, I was saying I would really like to see Black Butler into an anime? Turns out, they already have an anime of it.
What?
Yeah, they have I was talking about how I'd like to see an anime of the manga Black Butler. Turns out, they already have an anime to it. I just didn't know it.
Next thing you know, Trent's going to start reading Antique Bakery.
And
start watching and reading Gravitation.
Is that good? I don't know. I've never heard those before. But
they're like, ask Dre about it.
But yeah, that is my review on Higurashi. It is definitely a royal mind trip. If you really stick to logic, this movie will really make you say, what the fuck?
Where did Dre go anyway? Yeah, it's really silent.
He's just listening.
I'm being quiet for once. I know, it's a strange change of pace.
It is.
You know what's going to be really weird? What? Like, they're going to hear your request, Trent, about wanting a really logic anime. And they're going to make Professor Layton into one.
No, I mean, if the person uses a lot of logic and they're watching this anime, they're going to be like, what the hell is this? They're going to get so confused because a lot of things just add twists and turns. Well,
Professor Layton won't. He'd be like, I got the answer. Or like Luke will be like, Professor, I solved it. You're wrong, Luke. What? But Professor, I solved. You're wrong. Professor, go to your room. But that boy never listens. Wait a second. He was right. Luke, come back. You're my only friend.
You're my only hope.
You're the only one who can stick by a creepy British talking guy with a tall top hat and a trench coat.
You had to say top hat. Now he wants to play it. You can already see it.
Yeah. Anyways, that is my review on Higurashi. If we wish, we can move on to Frag's game review, or we can...
Well, hold on here. Frag's actually got something. He says, someone mentioned that When They Cry is on Amazon for $35.
Higurashi's on Amazon.
I thought that was Frag that mentioned that.
Frag did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frag is the one. I'm just reading what he put down.
Amazon has all 26 episodes for $35.
Wow, U.S.
That's pretty good. It's actually more expensive in Canada, though.
Yeah, probably. But apparently our Canadian dollar is, like, working towards being on par with American again.
No!
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's actually pretty close. We don't got an edge on anybody
anymore!
Next thing you know, Mexico's gonna have better currency.
Yeah, the Canadian dollar is, like, 2 cents off from being, like, the equivalent of the U.S. dollar.
That's gonna be funny when I go visit. I'm gonna pay like a dollar, and they'll be like, "It'll be 99. It'll be 98 cents, sir. Here's an American dollar." Okay, you get no change. Okay, cool. 2 cents.
Okay, shall we go ahead and move on to?
Yeah, that's how much the Canadian dollar passed the American dollar last time, and we all raged over. We like got so excited. We went. Almost everybody went over to America and, like, started spending it, bringing our dollar back down. Yeah.
Let's go back to your country!
Last time I heard the Canadian dollar was worth more than the American dollar, I was in Florida with my dad, and we're listening to the radio, and they're going, yeah, this is the first time in history that the Canadian dollar is greater than the American dollar. And me, my dad and his girlfriend look at each other like, this is the second time! Do people not, like, know history? This is the second time it's greater than the American dollar.
The last time was in the colonial era.
Is that good?
It's like, oh, it passed us for once, what? Okay, next topic.
Alright, the next topic would actually have to be Bragg's little review he's got here of a game. Gotta get myself prepared for this because this is like 2 pages long.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Oh, Fran, you write a lot.
Better grab a cigarette or something.
Okay. I love it.
I need to grab a smoke.
Okay, so time for another game review. Today, I am reviewing Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. Now, from what I understand, this is a Japanese series, then the Atlas brought it over here. Anyways, it's one of those PS2 games that are still pretty pricey today, because Atlas can't print more than 2 fucking copies of a game. So Nocturne is an RPG game that makes, or that takes elements, you put takes twice, I don't know why. Well, to start, you collect monsters, but they are called demons in this game, like you would with a Pokemon game. Well, we get back to that. I only want to go over the basics before I go more in depth, for good reason. The game plays out sort of like a JRPG, but well, more focused on dungeon crawling. There are no towns in this game, only little hubs to save at. And there's no world map. You also choose stats when you level up your main character, kind of like an MMO. Now, enough with the interview, or the overview, since that makes the game sound like you might want to play it without warning. Onto the actual review, if you play this game, you have to be either A, a fucking nutcase, B, someone who hates himself, C, wanting to kill your jackass friend for telling you to buy it after you throw your controller at the damn TV and broke it, or D, because you like playing good games and losing your sanity thereafter. Yes, this game is hard. Damn hard. This game is harder than Richard Simmons' dick inside a gay nightclub. First off, let's talk about the story. It's weird, and it deals with demons and hell in some aspects. I don't want to spoil any of it, but it's fucking weird. Now, let's go on to the Pokemon-like elements to the game. Yes, you collect demons, but it's not like Pokemon where you buy little Pokeballs. No, it's a game where you talk to the demons. Some are nice, and will join your party. Most can be real pricks. Or spat on the screen. They might say, hey. They might say, oh yeah, I'll join your party if you pay me cash or items. Then if you do, sometimes they'll run away with the loot. Other times they'll just flat out say no and continue to rape your ass. You can't catch them all because they're only allowed so many demons to keep at once. You can also fuse demons together to make new ones, and trust me, having that skill is godly in this game. Now let's go to the part of the game that will piss you off to no extent, the battle system. Now, it is not shit. The battle system is fucking awesome. The difficulty of the battles will rape you faster than dropping the soap in a jail shower. The first hour might not be that bad, but watch out, it gives you false confidence. Now, the whole idea is divided up into moves. In each game turn, you get so many moves, which is basically characters attack. You attack with a character, you set up turn, you skip a character, go to the next character, half a turn. Sounds fun, right? Well, it is, until you miss an attack. Yeah, this game has all the balls to say, suck, or to say, you suck, and shove it in your face. If you miss an attack, you lose an extra move, or the enemy creature exposed a weakness, they get an extra move. Now, of course, the same happens for the enemy. So if they miss, he loses a move. Or if you crit, you get an extra move. So your team consists, if you... Got a bit stuck there. The main character and three demons. Skills are your normal RPG fare, but in this game, you must skill by skill decide which ones you want and which ones you don't. This isn't a Final Fantasy where you pick up a bad skill or character and can survive. No, this game, one bad skill can make your life hell. Also remember, those worthless skills in Final Fantasy and Pokemon, where you can raise defense and other starts. Yeah, those will swear in, those you will swear by in this game because they're also critical to survival. Last page, finally. Yeah, so of course, this game isn't, this game has its bosses and each one is unique. I have determined the only reason they include bosses in this game is to make you say, fuck damn shit a lot. Each boss is a son of a bitch to kill, and will take multiple tries to down. Is once you find out a combo that'll work against them. When you kill one, though, it's satisfying as shit because you feel like you did something. The game is more of a dungeon crawler than anything, but it's not a bad thing. In fact, it makes the gameplay flow more smoother than having to stop at every town and talk to every fucking douchebag in the city who is cheery for no reason and says the same dialogue over and over. Okay, so there are other moments in this game, but game focuses heavily for exploration of the dungeons and combat. Yay. When you start playing this, you won't stop, that is, unless you are pansy and crying to your mommy every time you die in a video game. You will become addicted to this fucking game. Each death in this game laughing at you or sucking, and you will want to beat this son of a bitch. And let me tell you, if you can beat this game, you gain respect in my book, and you will feel satisfaction like no other. This is my favorite RPG game the last 7 years, and one of the top RPG games of all time. It brings challenge that more RPGs don't. Most RPG games are trying to appeal for pussy wankers who spend more time fapping to pictures of Miku Hatsume, that green-haired anime chick, rather than actual gamers who grow their hair and play the son of a bitch of a game. Final score, 10 out of 10. And that is his review.
So you love a game that's way too hard and that'll, like, fuck up your sanity?
Damn straight!
That's the only way to go. I was if you're not doing it like that, you're not doing it right.
Oh, I love that. Oh, no. Oh.
If the game's not fucking with your sanity, the game ain't done right.
Oh, man, what a review. Holy cow.
Yeah, geez. I kind of... I trailed off of my own, like, line of thought there.
Sorry, I know.
It's not your fault!
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I loved it, though. I love the words. I love how he piled it. It's just funny as hell.
Jeez. How long have we been doing this for? It feels like we've been doing this forever.
I think we've been going for an hour and more. We have to have a random, because right now I feel like being random on something.
I feel like going crazy.
No!
Yeah, we have, actually, because we started at 10:50, remember?
Yeah.
It's now 12.
Okay.
Wow, we've been going for a while.
This is probably going to be our longest one yet.
Yes.
If only we were big enough, I would say we could do, like, a 48-hour, like, podcast.
Oh, my God.
Take the 48-hour challenge.
Stop me.
You know what that ties in with, though? Not sleeping!
Yeah, we don't all have to be here at the same time. Some of us can nod off and keep on talking. And then...
Yeah. Oh, God, my voice.
Some of us will come back and carry on another line of conversations. It could work like that.
I don't think I could be random for 48 hours straight.
Randolph. Has to take a break something, guys.
It's possible.
You could at least, like, live stream it or something. Dude, that'd be kind of interesting.
I mean, I'd probably be sitting there and be like, you know what else is funny?
Hey. What?
And then just go silent.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? And I'll, like, look around at my desk and be like, guitar picks.
That's the first one for you. Yeah, there you go. You love our users. You listen. Yes.
We have users? Oh, God.
That's what Brad says. I love our users, but I don't love enough to force them to play right now. That's funny.
On the 48th hour, I'll have to be forced to use stupid jokes we were like the thing. It's like the, it's like, using a stupid joke, two guys walk into a bar, they die.
Two men walk into a bar, they die.
I like sad violin music. They just bust out laughing. That's going to be the podcast symphony. we're gonna make like the new, like, we're gonna do like the podcast Nico Nico Duga.
Oh no.
Podcast musical.
If we want to direct this, because that's supposed to be Japanese, but him. Like,
I can say if you guys want me to.
Like, he's gonna have to, like, teach us all to sing Nico Nico Duga properly in Japanese while we'll be like, oh, how do you say this word? And I'm gonna sing it in like really southern, so I'd be like, "Well, haru haru da kimi yo go." Or I'll sing it all like Mr. Two. Oh God!
All right, I think it's time to wrap it up, guys.
I think
being silent.
Yeah,
it's not acceptable.
Of course, well, it's acceptable.
Well, we're in random time, right?
Yeah, we're also. I think this for an hour and 10 minutes.
Pick up my dongulas.
Yeah, well, the thing about random time is that I was out for like 10 minutes because stupid Scott would kick me.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'll just kick like a can. You know, just like constantly just kicks you and he's like, no, you ain't coming back into this conversation because I'm a retarded program that won't even work properly. For
Sam.
It's like, Skype's more like along the lines of, oh yeah, we have nothing better to do than to make a program that purposely has bugs to kick you out of important conference calls.
Damn straight.
I need to close this multi-million-dollar deal within the next 10 minutes. Oh, let's use Skype. Okay. It's like, what do you say to the deal? I say, cut.
All you're going to hear, like, if that was me, all you would hear across the country is, no!
All you would hear across the country is that you'll see the little picture.
No, you would hear my squeal.
He's gonna post a GIF. He's gonna post a GIF of the pho thing.
This would be like a little podcast where we just make noises at each other.
Flapjack!
I love you, Tanyako.
You still have to pay your dock tickets!
Unless surgery.
Flapjack, can I interest you in some surgery?
Anyways, time to wrap it up, I think, guys.
Yeah, I think so. We're all done. We're done.
All right. We already said three times. We all agreed. Let's cut it up now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about that ending thing. Did I Furry suggest something for an ending quote, Dre?
Really?
It was still the what's funnier than a furry than is your face. It's.
Oh, okay.
Well, I used that last episode, but you weren't here.
I'm sorry I had to go to my dad's, okay?
Yeah,
I swear to God, you are not dragging me any of those panels in freaking at North.
I can tell you it's like how to draw a panel and
how to draw a panel. Yes, I'm talking about the other one that you said. Drake.
He's also podcasting.
He just tell you it's a how to draw and awesome. It's actually a Yowie panel.
No, I'm not going to one of those.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. A friend of mine is waiting for this. I want her to hear it.
Okay, so yes, I guess this is the end of the.
The end.
Are you gonna say bye?
Bye.
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 Everyone, we shall see you again next week on Friday or Saturday. Somewhere.
Bye. Oh, Tyson-ki. Sorry.
Okay, what he said. Yeah.
Call me, oh, my thighs are stinky.
Okay, guys.
See you guys.
Yeah, so we shall see you all next week. Bye-bye, yeah. Guys, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.